Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live weekly podcast that's all about the issues of aging. So glad to have you with us. I think I have a really interesting topic today. I think you're going to like it. I think you should pay attention to it. I think you should share it with other people. The title of today's podcast is Who's the Responsible Adult? And I think that will make more sense in just a minute. Glad to have you with us. Remember, I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. Everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should not be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. I have a California insurance license and a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, California, that allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. Don't forget my website. You're listening to this on my website, assetsandaging.com. You can go there. You can sign up for upcoming newsletters. You can sign up for podcasts. Listen to my podcast. You can listen to my radio shows. You can sign up for my upcoming workshop on the 5th. All of that is really, really, really important. And I hope it's important to you. There's lots of information available. If you haven't been to one of my workshops, you should come. You can listen to my recorded podcast, my previously recorded radio shows, my current radio show. You can send me an email. You can get information related to the issues of aging. Okay, I wanted to talk a little bit today about the responsible adult. When we deal with long-term care, when we deal with mom or dad is ill, or dad's going to a nursing home, or grandma's losing it, or whatever it is, in every family, there's a responsible adult. And most of the time, that person has not been identified. I will sit with families, and I'll be with mom and the two kids, and dad who has dementia, and we'll talk for 10 or 15 minutes, and I'll say something like, well, what do you think of that idea, or whatever it is? And mom and the two kids will look at dad, who has dementia, and say, well, dad, what do you think about that? And that is a very common occurrence. It literally happens all the time. Literally happens all the time. And in almost every situation, we have misidentified the responsible adult. In the circumstance I just gave you, we have misidentified the responsible adult. It's not dad. And it may not be mom. Because mom is just freaked out over the fact that her husband has dementia and is losing it. So many times, the responsible adult is not the person that we think it is. Many times, the responsible adult is a child. Sometimes, it's a grandchild. Sometimes, it's the brother. It's all kinds of things. But we don't do a very good job of identifying who the responsible adult is. Who's going to step up and be willing to make the hard decisions that deal with dad or mom or whoever? Who's going to be willing to make the hard decisions about dad that saves mom? Because mom can't take care of dad anymore, but she's not going to tell anybody that. She's not going to tell the kids, oh, I can't take care of your dad anymore. I just can't do it. I'm worn out. She's not going to do that. She'll take care of dad until she dies. And sometimes the family will let her do that because nobody wants to get involved. Nobody wants to take over from mom. We don't take over from mom. We don't do that. That's not in the equation somewhere normally. That we're going to tell mom what to do when it comes to dad. And sometimes one of the children wants to step forward and be the responsible adult, but another child, nah, they have guilt issues, they have their own issues, you know, they can't bring themselves to doing that to dad because of their own guilt or their own past or their own whatever. So identifying the responsible adult is sometimes much, much harder than you can imagine. In some cases, it's almost impossible to identify the responsible adult. It's harder than most people can imagine. It really is. Everybody just thinks it's simple. Well, you know, it's mom or it's dad. It's then, oh, you know, my older brother Johnny's going to take care of it. Well, maybe your older brother Johnny cannot take care of it because he doesn't make wise decisions. Is there somebody in the family that's way too interested in money? Should they be the responsible adult managing mom and dad's finances? Who's going to be the responsible adult? It's really important, and it's something that in my interviews, my consultation with people when I manage family conferences is one of the most important things we get to, is who's the responsible adult. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to identify, for those of you that are dealing with an older parent or grandparent or a family that's getting older, mom and dad are becoming more frail, whatever it is, who's going to be the responsible adult? Who in your family would be the responsible adult? If dad went, you know, south on us today, and, you know, dad's 82 and mom's 80, is mom going to be able to make the decisions that we need to make, or vice versa? What if dad's deceased and mom goes south? Who's going to make the really hard decisions about mom? Who's going to answer the really hard questions? Who's going to deal with the icky stuff? So who in your family would be the responsible adult? If you don't have the answer to that question, then it's probably time you thought about it. Because it may not be the person you think it's going to be. Everybody just defaults to the other parent or sometimes the oldest child, and that may not be the responsible adult. Geography enters the issue. If mom and dad live in California and the oldest child lives in Pennsylvania, maybe that's not going to be the responsible adult. It's a question that needs to be answered in every family. It really is. It's hard work. But you need to identify in your own family who's going to be the responsible adult. I think it's really, 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 really important. Who's going to be the responsible adult? If you're not sure, call me. Get a hold of me. Write me an email. Get to my workshop. Let's set up a family conference and let's talk about identifying the responsible adult in your family and then making sure we've equipped that person with the tools they're going to need to make wise decisions. The tools are a subject for another day. But today's subject is in your family. Who's going to be the responsible adult when it comes time to take care of mom or dad or grammy or grampy or whoever it is in your family? Who's it going to be? And do you know for sure? And then do you know if you've equipped them with the proper and given them the proper tools? If you're not sure, give me a call, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, or scroll down on my webpage, and you can send me an email, you can sign up for a workshop, you can get in touch. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. I hope it's been helpful. Determining the responsible adult is one of the most important topics you can discuss when you're discussing planning for long-term and elder care and frailty care. I hope you've done it. If you haven't, make sure you start that process soon. Thanks so much for joining me. We'll see you here again next week, our next week's podcast, right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Thanks for joining me. See you next week.